The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hi, David.
Hi, David. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, John.
So let's see. All right, so welcome, everyone. Happy to see you. So I just want to say a few words about generosity before we meditate, and then you can talk to each other about generosity. We're all experts on generosity. We all love to be generous. It's just the most fun thing to do. I was taught when I was a number of years ago by an IMC, wonderful IMC teacher,
would it be Joseph Goldstein?
No, it is Fiona. Who's our co-teacher with Gil?
Andrea.
Oh yeah, Andrea Fella. I'm old. The four joys. So I was taught that when you give dana at a retreat, you do the four joys, or anytime you are generous, you might as well be joyful about it. You might as well get some joy out of it. And the four joys are when you think about being generous. So when I would think about giving dana in my room when it was time, and then as you're giving, so the joy of thinking about it, I'm going to be generous now. And then the joy of actually doing it. So I would be careful about that, writing the check, feeling the joy of the writing the check, feeling the joy of taking it, getting out of my room and taking it and putting it into the dana box. And then the joy of reflecting on how nice, how well that will be spent, how much happiness my gift will bring others, the joy of the recipient of knowing, imagining the joy that will bring to the recipients. And then I'm telling you about it now, I'm remembering it, so the joy and the remembrance. So that's been a wonderful practice for me over the years, and I'm offering it to you. And this generosity is a heart practice. It's called a parami. It's a series of virtues or practices. The shortened version in Mahayana called the paramitas. Heart practices that are expressions of our fundamentally compassionate mind. So they're all based in compassion. So our fundamental mind, the mind of awareness, this is good news. The mind of awareness is inherently compassionate. You don't have to, get all bent out of shape to be compassionate or to be generous. It just is. It's just we are. It's natural, just being ourselves, returning to ourselves, being who we are, our natural disposition, our bare, unaltered nature is compassionate. I think that's very good news. So this bare non-dualistic generosity, this heart of giving, is called bodhicitta. And that's another word for that is non-conceptual generosity. And non-conceptual generosity is very direct, and it's with us all the time, and it's we naturally wish each other well. We naturally wish each other to not suffer. We have this open-hearted, generous feeling, unless, as it often is, obscured by our grasping to me, our aversions, our hopes, and our fears that are all entangled with me. So generosity, compassion are not involved with me. They're involved with you, or they're involved with just openness. So all this suffering that's entangled with self-absorption and self-cherishing, is we let go of that in compassion. We let go of that in generosity. If you open a Buddhist dictionary in some Asian countries and look up generosity, it'll say the mind of letting go. Letting go. So what do we let go into? We let go into who we really are, who we truly are, our natural disposition. We let go into our openness. We come home. So this is such great generosity to ourselves. It's giving this great gift of ourselves, returning to ourselves through letting go. It's so natural, really, to have an open hand. When we have a closed fist, it doesn't feel natural. It feels not so great. But when we open the fist, when we open our heart, it's like returning home. Generosity to ourselves, generosity to others, it's all part of this non-dual beingness of awareness, of compassionate, warm awareness. So let's just meditate for a few minutes before we break up into small groups. So if you could take a meditative posture with your back straight, but comfortable. And relax. I invite you to do a short breathing exercise, if that's okay with you. So take a deep breath in through your nose, and then exhale through your mouth, and then rest for a few beats. So let's try that. Inhale. Exhale. And then inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth completely. And then just rest. And then inhale through the nose. And then exhale through the mouth. And then rest. And then go back to breathing normally. And be, let your thinking mind drop into the body. Drop down into the feet. Aware of the feet, aware of the calves. Aware of the thighs. This is to calm the mind, dropping it into the body, aware of the seat on your chair, I like the analogy of awareness being like a sun. So letting the sun, the warm sun of awareness, shine on your back, on your lower back, warming your back, middle back, upper back, warming your upper arms and lower arms and hands. Thumbs, forefingers, middle fingers, third finger, little finger, warming the palms of your hands, the back of your hands, and letting the warm sun of awareness warm your entire face. Melting any tightness in your jaw, warming your eyes, forehead, clear brain, and being aware of your breath as it rises and falls. And now let's do a little imagination exercise, bringing to mind a loved one. As if she were, or he, were sitting in front of you right now. And you're looking at, I'll use her. With warmth and affection. You want her to be happy. You don't want her to suffer. And looking at her and deeply wishing for her, I wish you happiness. I wish you well-being. I wish you ease, peace. I would just love it if you, today, if you have a happy day, a carefree day, doing stuff you like and being nourished, thriving wherever you go, whatever you do. And noticing your generosity and your kind wishes and how your generosity toward her is never depleted. You wish this and wish this and wish this and you never get exhausted of wishing generous wishes for her well-being and happiness and peace. Let it radiate from your heart like the sun. Let the sunshine of your loving heart shine on her and pervade her with your love and well wishes. Pervading every cell in her being, every tendon, every bone, every muscle, just completely pervading her with your well wishes, with your love. Like the sun that never gets tired of radiating warmth. And you know that she can get entangled with her karmic patterns, her karmic imprints. You know that she can get all tripped up with these old habitual stuff. And you wish her to be free from those. You wish her to be free of all of these sufferings, these entanglements, these, however it manifests in her. Like the setting sun. The setting sun, so beautiful. All the rays, all the colors in the sky, the setting sun of compassion, opening your compassionate heart to her in and your compassion is boundless. It has no end. It's inexhaustible. And let the sun of your compassion, the setting sun, with all the beautiful radiations of love, compassion, shine on everyone in the group here today. All of our Sangha has shown up here today. Because of bodhicitta. So wishing them, may you all be free from your suffering. Every one of you. May all of you here be happy, joyous. Why not? There's no problem right now. Be happy and at ease, free of entanglements. Wishing this for each other here today in our Sangha. And being aware that they are wishing this for you. This field of generosity that we share. And let it spread in all directions, boundlessly, this field of love and compassion, the open-hearted sun shining boundlessly to the left of you and to the right of you, immersed in the warmth in every direction to the front of you without end, behind you, there are no limits to the rays of the sun above you and below you. And just being, kind of effortlessly being the sun. And you can let go of that contemplation and just be yourself. Without meditating. just resting, completely at rest in awareness. This is bodhicitta, non-conceptual compassion. Awareness is compassion. So easy. We don't notice it. So close, always here, so close we don't see it. So simple, this just presence, this being. So simple, we don't believe it. And so good. We don't accept it. But accept it now. Being generosity is who we are. Whenever you're ready, you could slowly open your eyes. So we may want to thank each other for wishing you such nice things. And so when you go into your breakout rooms, I suggested some things to talk about. Could talk about generosity, talk about something maybe about what you experienced in the meditation today, or do you have an altruistic intention in your life? As we did, I think, last session, there was some encouragement to, when you wake up, this is a great practice, I do it, when you wake up, set the intention, today I want to be of benefit, I want to help, and then throughout the day, sprinkle that in, when I go into a situation, when I meditate, I want to help. I want to be a benefit. Maybe some of you did give, in our small groups, somebody was saying he gave the gift to his wife of cooking dinner for her. You know, maybe if you intentionally give something in a relationship to a loved one or to a friend and see how that affects the relationship. And then when you know, in your small group, as you're sharing with each other, noticing they're giving you the gift of Dharma. They're giving you the gift of what their practice is and how it's benefiting, and you're listening is a gift, and they're listening to you as a gift. So being aware of seeing if that deepens your perspective in your small group. So there were other things, but just, you know, whatever you'd like to talk about on this subject. Do you love to be generous? And in what ways are you generous that you love? I love to, whatever, give my grandson Berenstain Bear books. Okay, so any questions, any comments? So let's take about 25 minutes, okay? Here you go, I think, I hope. They have wonderful discussions.